USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests, some of them turning violent, held in several cities overnight since Kentucky's Attorney General announced yesterday that none of the three Louisville police officers who fired their guns during a deadly no-knock warrant drug raid will be charged with Breonna Taylor's death. One officer is facing endangerment charges after bullets he fired entered a neighboring apartment during that raid in March. At a protest in Chicago last night,
a message is sent again in America that black and brown lives mean nothing.
Two officers shot in Louisville there during a protest are expected to survive. President Trump not committing to a normal transition of power after November's election if he was to lose, suggesting there are problems with mail-in ballots, saying they'll lead to voter fraud. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
House Democrats taking the Federal Reserve to task over its response to the coronavirus pandemic when it comes to helping average Americans. Congressman James Clyburn opening a hearing yesterday where Fed Chief Jerome Powell was the main witness.
The Fed's actions so far have prioritized big businesses over the small ones that are most at risk, and it has failed to protect American workers.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise seeing things differently, thanking Powell for his leadership.
As we work together through this, I just want to thank you for keeping a steady hand at the Federal Reserve, which has been so important as we start seeing this economic recovery.
Public viewing of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket continuing today at the U.S. Supreme Court building. She'll lie in state at the U.S. Capitol building tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Maryland's Republican governor has come out against acting quickly to confirm a new Supreme Court justice. Speaking to the Texas Tribune Festival yesterday, Republican Governor Larry Hogan said that we should not be playing partisan games with the nation's highest court. Hogan adding it would be a mistake for the U.S. Senate to ram through a nominee on a partisan line vote. President Trump is expected to name his nominee to succeed the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Saturday afternoon. Hogan saying we shouldn't let Ginsburg's death create more division in the nation. President Trump says it's up to the White House to approve a coronavirus vaccine, making that clear during a briefing that he just might overrule the FDA. The agency has said it wants time after volunteers are tested to make sure there are no side effects from a vaccine, but Trump says he doesn't want any delays. And make way for a lot of new Baby Yoda items just in time for Christmas. Disney launching a bunch of new Star Wars products in what's called Mondo Mondays starting on October 26th. Baby Yoda became an instant breakout star from last year's debut of The Mandalorian and will be on some of the new merchandise. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.